races a couple of days after the election, certainly for the Democrats and for the President of the United States. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, we can almost touch the weekend. I am excited. I don't know about you. You believe it? We're in the thick of the holiday season, really. But you see the unemployment around you, and you see people struggling to string things together, worried, and, of course, finding out that they're also that their premiums are going to go up on their health insurance and their taxes are going up, and, ooh, they got the property bill. So, yeah, I think there might be some cutbacks come Hanukkah and Christmas and all those in-between times for some. So here's the scoop. The scoop is this. It's over, and now it's about the collateral damage. I think for the Democrats, to be certain, for the Republicans, it's about, okay, show us what you can do now. Because the independents, many of the independents, voted for the Republicans who took over some major positions with Senate seats, a handful of Senate seats, and certainly with the big House swing. So a skeptical eye is watching to see what's going to happen in Washington. First, you have to get through the lame duck process. And then once that happens, then it's about, okay, now it's January. What happens in 2011 that's going to be different? What's going to go on with the taxed out the eyeballs and healthcare premiums going up to a place where people with fixed incomes who worked their whole lives, retired, did all the right things, paid all their taxes, didn't go into foreclosure, whatever, and now they find themselves in the situation where they can't afford all of what they need to have as far as health care is concerned and some other things because of the skyrocketing costs. I guess what wasn't detailed in health insurance reform, because that's really what it is the fact that, okay, it's going to be okay eventually. This is what I've had explained to me now 20 different times by my friends who think that the health care was needed and was the right direction to go in. Well, you have to pay sometimes. So now if you pay now for like the next 5 years and, you know, those premiums keep going up, then eventually it levels off. I'm like, whoa. Well, how is that good? How is that good that, okay, first you got to pay $100 extra a month. Then, oh, maybe it's going to be $125, then $140. Are you kidding me? And then you get no cost of living increase. So what are you going to do? And you're supposed to have children. You're supposed to be able to afford to raise them. It's not happening. I don't understand what rose-colored glasses they were looking at in Washington, but let's hope that now they're seeing clearer, or they're going to see clearer in the near future. Because the other danger is if you have complete gridlock. What happens then? What happens if absolutely nothing gets accomplished? We start with the Bush tax credits and whether or not they're going to be extended. Because, yes, I'll explain it again, it does affect the middle class. Every single person paying taxes will have to pay more. And that's another thing that I'll hear. Well, you know, you got to pay. So if we have to pay for this. We have to pay for all the spending. Well, that's the problem. We have to pay for the mistakes. We're constantly, as the taxpayers, we're constantly paying for the mistakes. I'm not saying not pay your fair share. But why do we have to dip back every single time for the mistakes that have continued to go on in Washington? And we are paying for it, and we're going to pay much more, I think, than most people expected. And sadly, the news is bleak at the top when we look at what's going to happen with these jobless claims, even higher. You know, the number, the official number is under 10. But I don't think that really tells the whole story. The new claims for unemployment benefits rose more than expected last week. You had labor costs falling in the third quarter. So it's the persistent weakness in the jobs market. That's what is happening over and over again. I mean, here's the best example of this. Initial claims for state unemployment benefits increased by 20,000. And then it's adjusted, it's seasonally adjusted, as they call it, to almost, well, I'll call it 457,000. That's the hard number from the Labor Department. So here we go again. This means nothing's improving. The hopes that it would improve, remember there was that suggestion that there'd be a big change between September and October, but there wasn't a big change. And this high unemployment then leads to the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, deciding they would buy $600 billion worth of government bonds. And what is that going to do? What that's going to do is push up the inflationary numbers. That's what they're trying to do. It's hedging your bets and then still killing us on the back end of it. Oh. So that's the bad news. The good news is, as I said, we're very close to a weekend. And it also means that coming up, we have another week of football, of nail the score. Oh, yes, indeed. And we're going to get to that. We're excited. Week 9 in the NFL. What game could it possibly be? There's a couple of really good ones on the board. We'll see what the computer, if it's not acting up, what it randomly picks. But I have a feeling that it's going to be something completely different. You know, it seems like this year it's slanting toward the NFC a little bit. But there's been some AFC games. Anyway, Nail the Score is coming up around the bend. Before we get to that, Sparky Anderson, long-time manager for the Cincinnati Reds, beloved man in Cincinnati, dies. And Pete Rose talked about what a great man he was and what it was like to play for him.
He was street smart, and he understood people, and he knew what made people tick. And that's why he asked players to do things that they may not be able to do, but they tried to do it for him because of his approach. And baseball also a great ambassador today in Sparky Anderson. And personally, I don't think there'll never be another Sparky Anderson.
Yeah, interesting that Pete Rose says that there probably will never be another Sparky Anderson. He passed away in California, 76 years old. He died as a result of complications from dementia. Sad to say that. He was close with Tommy Lasorda. Lasorda was a baseball man through and through and known for his fiery, theatrical, things that he did off and on the baseball diamond. But anyway, here's what Lasorda said about Anderson.
He and I developed an outstanding rivalry with the Reds, the great Red Machine, and what we were going to do, we were going to dismantle it. He thought I was crazy when I come out and was traveling all over the country saying that the Reds would never beat the Dodgers again. Although we beat them, our friendship was everlasting.
Yeah, and Sparky Anderson led the Tigers to the 84 World Series championship. He was the first person in Major League Baseball to lead two teams to World Series titles in both the National League and the American League. Remember, Tony La Russa became the second guy to do what he did in 2006. So Sparky Anderson dead at the age of 76 years old. Coming up on the flip side, we'll find out what the game of the week is for Nail the Score.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
I can't wait to see what the game is for week 9. Bucks and the Falcons, the Bears and the Bills. I hope not. Let's let the computer fly, Donovan Metzen. Wow. Okay. How about this? Late afternoon game kicks at 4:15. You know what it is? The Chiefs and the Raiders. So the Chiefs 5-2, much different season, much better season than last year, certainly. The Raiders 4-4. Oakland hosting this is actually favored by 3. Some are telling me it's a little bit more even. I'm going to say that I like the Chiefs in this one. I think the Chiefs are going to be able to run the ball a little bit. I think it's going to be a tight game. I'm going to call it, this is a tough one to call. Numerically, this is pretty tough to call. It's in Los Angeles. It's in Oakland, and Todd Haley has them ready to go. I mean, this is a key stretch for them. And, of course, their arch rival is the Oakland Raiders. Kansas City is averaging 9 fewer points on the road, and they're giving up more away from home, too. They have to win on the road, but this has been kind of their Achilles heel. I still think they're going to win this one. I'm going to say that they win this 27 to 14. That's what I think. I think that the Oakland has racked up a lot of yards in some big wins, especially, remember, Seattle last week. They clobbered them. What was that score? It was like the score of threes, 33-3. And even though they've had this big dominant stretch, I think the Kansas City defense is going to come up, and I and they're going to be a little bit surprised. So I'm calling it 27-14. I'm either going to be way off on this or dead right. That's all I'm saying. You can play Nail the Score, too. It's pretty easy. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. How about that? Our leadoff man is Rick in Illinois. Rick, what do you think happens?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I hate to bust your bubble. But anyway, I gave you some food for thought over the weekend about this election.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Republicans ain't gonna spend no money or cut everything. So you got all these baby boomers getting ready to retire. There'll be no Social Security raise up for them. So they're going to be mad.
Yeah.
And then the queers won't be able to get married because they're getting gay married. And military, can't want to serve in the military. So they're all going to be mad at them. And then they're going to have to, won't be able to spend no money. And if they do spend money, the people that voted for them is going to be mad at them for spending money. So I say Obama's going to win by a landslide in the next 2 years from now.
Oh, come on. You really? You think he's going to win by a landslide? I'm going to say
yeah.
No, I would take that bet and raise you. I don't think it's going to be a landslide. It depends on who the candidate is that goes up against him. It depends, more importantly, where the economy is.
Sarah Palin says she's ready to run.
If it's Palin, that's a mistake. It's not going to be Palin.
That's all I got.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not going to be Palin.
Oakland, 24. Kansas City, 17.
Oh, so you're going with the Raiders. That's not a bad choice. The Raiders have racked up the points, like I said. And, of course, Kansas City has struggled a little bit more on the road putting up points. But we'll see. I think this could be their breakout game. Thanks, Rick.
Yeah. Okay, take care.
I love his prediction. It's a landslide. He's right about this. You know what? Nobody's going to be happy all the time. You got to dance with the one who brung you. So you got to focus on what it is, what your standards are, and what you think will change things, which will turn things around. Tom is listening to us in Kansas. He's looking for a big win. Hey, Tom.
I sure would like that, Kate. They came very close to being 4-3 last Sunday. Did you watch any of that?
I did.
I mean, another 5 seconds, and they'd have been kissing their sister.
You're right.
Well, anyway, so I'm not too comfortable with what their offense did or did not do last week. But I'll give them a shot, 24-23.
All right, 24-23, Chiefs.
Yeah, Kansas City.
Yep, I love it. I knew you were picking Kansas City. All right, Tom, we'll see. You could be a winner.
I've been a Chiefs fan ever since before they won the Super Bowl. Does that tell you how long?
Forever. Yeah, the Chiefs, I'll tell you what, the Chiefs had some good teams in the past. And, boy, I'm thinking of the one year, the big year with Joe Montana. It was so odd to see him in a Chiefs uniform, but boy, did he put on a show, didn't he? Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Hello.
You're back again for more. What do you say?
Boy, you got it in for me tonight, ain't you?
Oh, I do not. What do you think?
Okay, I think 2017 Oakland.
Oh, going with the Raiders.
I'm going with the Raiders. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a bad guess because the Raiders have put up a bunch of points, like I was mentioning.
Well, they're playing in Oakland.
Yeah, it's tough.
And I don't think the Oakland boys, after this election, want to be showed up. I mean, you know, so they're going to go out and become winners. And I don't think they can have a huge score. So I figure 2017 would be just about right.
All right.
Now, by the way, I need a car. Is there a car in your prize packages?
There's no car.
But there's... How about a go-kart?
But there's other things that are good that'll help you.
Okay, okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dan. Is there a car? Yeah, we're giving away a car. Are you kidding me? How about Herschel in Missouri? Yo, Herschel, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. I think that on this election, if we don't start calling their congressmen and senators every week, they're going to just fall back into the old ways.
That's right. Old habits die hard. So we need to lean on them, melt the phones off the hook.
Yeah, melt them off the hooks and tell them where we stand. That would wake them up a little bit.
You're right.
Anyway, I'm going to have to go with the Chiefs, but I'm going to go 17-14.
Ooh, all right. Some defense in that game. That would be a fun game. I love it when the defense steps up big. So they're going to be on the field a bunch. We'll see, Herschel. It's the opposite of what
the running game's good. The running game's good, but they just don't seem to want to put the points on the board.
That's the truth, and you got to put some points on the board. All right, maybe you're going to be a winner. Good luck and have a fabulous weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. I'll be watching a lot of football. I love football. I love watching football on Sunday. I do. It's crazy. I won't even give you the picture, but and I know some of you hate the Eagles, but I have this Eagles sweatshirt because now it's cooler weather, and it says one on it. When they got close to the Super Bowl, tragically, because you know what happened there against the Patriots, and remember it was T.O. and it was Donovan McNabb. Oh, how times have changed. I got this sweatshirt that someone sent me that said the one on it. So sometimes I wear it in Dallas, and people always make comments. I mean, they're friendly, but they make little gigs about it. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Joe in Kentucky, it's your shot. Hello, Joe.
How are you doing, Kate?
Good. What do you think?
Well, I believe the Chiefs are going to win. I say it'd be 24-17 over Oakland.
24-17 over Oakland. You got it. You own that score, Joe.
Hey, Kate.
Uh-huh.
If Obama and Hillary were down the lake in a boat and the boat had a hole in it, who would be saved?
Who do you think?
America.
Yeah. That's a ba-dum-bump moment. Thanks, Joe, for the lighter side there. Talking about the Chiefs and the Raiders, this is enemy territory, of course, for the Chiefs. There is that huge rivalry between the two teams. And I said that I think it's going to be the Chiefs 27-14. But, I don't know. Was I not giving the Raiders enough credit? I said they were really pumping a lot of points on the board. So they've had two really dominant games. But, I think you'll be surprised what you see from the Chiefs. And quarterback Matt Cassley's playing really, really well. We'll see. More of Nail the Score next.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN and Battery Station are proud to participate in the 8th annual Christmas Drive for the Troops. This year, we're sponsoring the 171st Alpha Troop Ghost Squadron Sniper Unit high up in the mountains of Afghanistan. The conditions will be cold and miserable for these terrorist hunters this Christmas, but we aim to provide these fine troops with the best Christmas possible. A list can be found at batterystation.com. That includes simple items like gloves, socks, unscented bar soap, toothbrushes, and other necessities. To see a list of more desired items or to make a donation, go to batterystation.com or call 417-257-7799 for more information on how to contribute and help show the 171st Alpha Troop that they may be thousands of miles away in the hills of Afghanistan, but they remain close to our hearts. GCN and Battery Station appreciate everyone's help letting the 171st know how much we care, and thank you from the land of the free and the home of the brave.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
All right, coming up, we're going to hear what Todd Haley had to say about the offense and the defense of the Chiefs. Haley is a guy that I used to cover when he was a coordinator back in the Dallas Cowboys days. And man, I got a shellacking from the Kansas City Chiefs main station that was broadcasting. They had me on as a guest, and I think we talked about this last week. And I said that I didn't think they were going to do very well last year, and everybody else picked them to do well. For once, I was on the right end of the guest, but it was the wrong station to say it on. How about that? All right, so Kansas City Chiefs taking on Oakland. Who do you think wins this one? What do you think the final score is going to be? We got a couple from the Internet, of course. You can send me your guesses at americatonight.net. Brian Willing said Oakland beats KC 17-14. And also Dave in Vermont, he gets Oakland 30-24. He gave me a couple other guesses, but they were already taken by Rick in Illinois and Dan in Texas. So he's got 30-24 in favor of Oakland. All right, here is what Todd Haley had to say about both his Chiefs' offense and defense.
They're active, big, physical group with a mix of young and older veteran guys that play hard. I have as good a running game in the league. Running behind is one of the top offensive lines in the league, I believe. They've got a very skillful set of receivers that all possess a common trait of speed. They've got one of the best tight ends in the league, I believe, in Miller.
All right, so there you go. And we'll see how they all do as they're on the road by the Bay against the Raiders, who have picked up two very big wins in the last couple of weeks. How about Josh in Kentucky? Hello, Josh.
Okay, how are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm going to have to go with the Raiders, 21-17.
Okay, 21. Let me make sure no one else has it. Yeah, you got it. 21-17. Okay, we'll see. That's a close score, so that means a good game. That's not a bad pick. Yeah, good luck. Good luck over the weekend. I'm sure you'll be watching it. 21-17. Okay, from Josh, we go to Clifford in Missouri. Hey, Clifford.
Good morning, Kenny. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How about you? You sound good.
That's fine. I think I'll have to go with Kansas City, 35-14.
Ooh, 35-14. Boy, those people in Oakland would hate that, but that could happen. Thanks.
Thank you.
That's the surprises. You know, you're always going to have those upset specials, as my pal Steve Budin would call it. Upset specials, they happen every single week. Just ask the gamblers. How about Charlie in Kentucky? Yo, Charlie. Charlie.
Yes, I'm there. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You sound wide awake. Are you just coming out of work?
I got out of two, and I didn't run to my car. I got to walk out tonight.
But, perfect.
I'm going to say this is one of the oldest rivalries in professional football.
Yeah.
The home team always has the advantage because they've been rivals since back in the early 60s. The home team's usually taken this game, and McFadden has finally found his running game. Mm-hmm. Oakland's finally getting some confidence. I'm going to have to go with Oakland 31-24.
31-24 Oakland. Are you a Raiders fan?
Yes, I am.
I like that. Yeah, the Raiders, you know, the Raiders and actually the Chiefs, that's what's interesting about this game. They both have turned a corner. So this, you're right, this is an old rivalry. It makes the game exciting. I think it's the best game on the board, actually, this weekend. So I'm glad it was the nail-the-score game. We'll see if your Raiders come through and if you actually nail that score.
I'm a Bengals fan first, Kate.
You're an Eagles fan first?
Bengals.
Oh, Bengals. I was going to say, I didn't think you were an Eagles fan. Yeah, Bengals. Oh, my gosh, the Bengals are the Bungles again. They're awful.
Yes, they are.
Oh, terrible. When was the last time you really thought the Bengals were good?
The year Carson went down in the playoff game against Pittsburgh when they were 11-5.
I really thought
this team would be better. I went to the game last week against Miami, and it was just, after the first quarter, it was boring.
Really? I know. It's terrible. You watch their games, and it doesn't make any sense in a way. You're thinking, what is going on with this team? You're right about Carson. When he went down, that's when things changed then, because that year they look like world beaters.
He's never been the same since.
No. That's what happens, too. All right, good luck on this one. Have fun watching the game.
Thanks, Kate. Good night.
All right, bye-bye. Let's go to Bill in Missouri. Hey, Bill.
Hey, has Jerry Jones hired Bill Cowher yet?
No, but you know, I know some good inside scoop. I heard that, not surprisingly, he's very interested. Of course, this would never be, he would never say that outside of the walls of his office, but there's a little leak. There was a little leak, and somebody close to JJ said, yes, he is interested in Cowher. And you know what? Cowher would be the perfect fit for them. He would never put up with half the crap that has happened with Wade. And that's the problem. Wade Phillips, someone was telling me today how Wade Phillips in some of the meetings he had with players, you know, you'd have an overall meeting and cell phones would be going off. Well, nobody tolerates that. You know, they give him a fine, tell him to get out of there. They're not working out hard. They're not, when they're out at the ranch, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Get out of here. They'd be, what was it that Jimmy Johnson said to the asthmatic player that asthma fields over there? Remember that? That big quote from the
I forgot all about
that. And you know what? That's why he got results. I hate to say it. And Bill Parcells did get results originally, but he didn't like being dictated to, and he didn't think Tony Romo could win the big game, and he was disillusioned and left.
Yeah.
But Cowher could do it. Cowher could do it. There's no question about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think in this one?
24-20, Kansas City.
Ooh, 20. So you think like me, too. Maybe the Chiefs really show the Raiders that they're for real. 24-20. All right, you're locked and loaded.
All righty, thank you.
You have a good weekend. Let's move to Julia in Kentucky. Hey, Julia.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm a huge Steelers fan. But this game here, I love Steelers. But this game, I want to give it to Oakland, 27-17.
Wait a second. Let me make sure, because I thought someone said, yeah, somebody has, Dan in Texas has 27-17. Give me another guess. You can still say Oakland, but another guess.
Okay, 27-20.
27-20, nobody has. You got
okay.
it. Thanks. Good luck. Oh, and she's a Steelers fan. That's
yeah,
right.
Go Steelers.
We've talked about the Steelers before. The Steelers are an oddball case. They're still trying to get used to Big Ben being back. I still think the Steelers are in it in the end, though. If I had to pick, I would say I wouldn't count the Steelers out. Thanks for the call. Let's move to Richard in Kentucky. Hey, Richard.
How are you this evening?
I'm good. You sound good. Are you in a good mood?
I'm in a good mood.
Good.
I'm in a good mood. I'm just like the lady that called before. I'm an old Steelers fan, too, but they can't seem to keep their quarterback on the field lately.
That's the problem.
But I'm going to go. I think I'll take Oakland 30-28.
Ooh, 30-28. All right, that's a good one. And, you know, Dave in Vermont has 30-24, so that makes it kind of interesting to watch that. Thanks, Richard. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Enjoy the weekend. Okay, let me give out those numbers again, too, if anybody else is trying to get in here, because we still have the time to get in your guess. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or americatonight.net. Let's go to Clarence in Kentucky. Hey, Clarence.
Hello, how you doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
I'll be fine when they bring John Gruden.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cowher. Because my boys look really bad.
Yeah, they do. This is going to be a really rough end of the year. And I'm right in the middle of this thing. And thinking about the Super Bowl, there was a quote in the paper today that Roy Williams said, oh, we can win at least 9 more.
Well, playing positive.
Yeah, that's what, and you know what? That's exactly what I thought when I read that. Like, oh, you're already going into the playoffs, huh?
Oh, yeah. But someone took my score tonight, so I have to go 30-20 Oakland.
All right, 30-20 Oakland. You got it. You're locked and loaded. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, 30-20. Let's see, 800-259-5791. We have a couple of guesses here, too, coming in over the internet, americatonight.net. This one from Jake in Austin. Kate, I can't decide. At first I heard you talk about the Chiefs, then I heard you say how good Oakland is in their last two games, what it's been like. Plus, they're playing in Oakland. So I'm going to have to pick Oakland, and I think it's going to be 40-24. Is that too big of a spread? Boy, that'd be a blowout for sure. Hey, Kansas City averaging 9 points fewer on the road. I said it. That'd be a rough day. More of Nail the Score coming up on the flip side.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved.
All right, I mentioned the Kansas City running game, which I thought the Chiefs would benefit from. That's why my guess was 27-14. They're not going to get a little love from the fans in Oakland. That can be a rough crowd. It's kind of a cool place, though, to go and see a game. I saw a couple of games there a few years ago, and it was really fun. But it's really interesting, the characters and how far they go. I mean, the makeup, the outfits, the whole black. Speaking of Black is Back, I mean, they are all over it in that stadium. So I was mentioning the running game previously, and you look at Jamaal Charles and Thomas Jones, and Kansas City has run for almost, I want to say, 230-ish yards or maybe even a little bit more in each of the last three games. The ground is going to be big for Kansas City. They get no ground. My prediction is going to fall flat for sure. And probably anybody else who guessed something 20-something for Kansas City. And, of course, Oakland has a solid defense, but I like my score. I'm going to stick with it. Somebody can steal it from me, though, because I'm not eligible, of course, for the prizes. I just get to look at them until I ship them off to our winner this year for Nail the Score. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. 91. We're going to take some more. Let's go to Cindy in Kentucky. Hello, Cindy.
Hi, Kay. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. I guess it's morning now, but I'm a sentimental Miami favorite. I lived in Miami when they won the undefeated season all the way to the Super Bowl in 72. And Oakland's always been my second favorite, so I'm going with Oakland 24-20.
Let me make sure, 24-20, that nobody has that, Oakland. No, because Bill has 24-20 Chiefs.
Right.
So you have the opposite. Okay, so 24-20, good for you. Wow, what was that like in Miami? That had to be pretty crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I was not real young, but I was a young teenager then. And, yeah, Dad and I used to go to the games, and I loved it. So they'll always be my sentimental favorite.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that. Boy, you think of that team, and every year they stand on the verge of, you know, having their perfect record knocked off, remember? And you saw what happened with the Patriots. And
I don't think that'll happen, especially since they're going to extend the season even longer. I don't think it'll ever happen.
I don't think so either. 18 games, forget about it. No way. Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. That's neat. That's a neat memory for you. Good for you, Cindy. All right, we got you locked and loaded.
All right, thanks. Have a good weekend.
Hey, you too. See, that's what football's about, whether it's father-daughter or father-son or buddies or whatever, going to that game or the occasional, especially now with the way tickets are, occasional game, I guess. Debbie in Kentucky as well. Hello, Debbie.
Hey, how are you tonight, hon?
Good. How about you?
I just got off work. That's why I haven't been calling you. I've been having to work over, which is good for money, but not good for the nail the score game.
That's right. Remember, you can always just send me an email. Just take a break and send me an email.
Can't do that. Not where I work, darling.
Okay. What do you think? I love that. What do you think?
I'm going to go with Kansas City 27-17 if nobody has that.
Kansas City 27-17. Why did I think somebody had that? 27-17. No. Kansas City, you got it. 27-17. Cool. We're on the same side of this one. Good for you.
Darling, yeah. And as usual.
All right. Have a great weekend. You know what? I gotta tell you guys, watching these, when I'm watching the games on Sunday, it's kind of a weird thing. It's not a weird thing, but I already told you about my secret about the Eagles sweatshirt I wear or whatever. And it's just like I have the ultimate comfortable couch, you know, to chill on. But I have my Nail the Score sheet where I have all of your guesses. And I watch the game, and I start to look and see who's close. And I'll say to my husband, I'll say, oh, you know, Dan in Texas is looking good, or Charlie in Kentucky is looking like he's getting pretty close, and he's gotten to know all the people calling in because he hears me say the scores, so he'll ask, well, you know, what's going on with Clarence? Is he close? It's hilarious. If you could only visualize that and see what went on in my own house, you would laugh hysterically. But I'm into the games, of course, and I'd be watching them anyway, and Nail the Score just makes it, I think, that much more fun to me. And it's a late kick, 4:15 Eastern time, so it's that afternoon game, the dinner time game. Chiefs and the Raiders, big rivalry. We'll see who gets it. Quickly, let's take a whole bunch more. Let's go to Jim in Kentucky. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
I'm doing good. What do you think? Do you like the Chiefs or the Raiders?
I'm going with the Chiefs.
Okay.
14-17.
17. Well, I want to make sure no one else has that. Yo, somebody has that. So you can't do 17-14. Herschel in Missouri has it. You can still take the Chiefs. What else? What other guess?
Okay. Let's go with 17-21.
21-17 Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
21-17. You think I'd have like that fabulous scanner where I could scan my eye through every single score? But you got it. You own that score. 21-17 Chiefs. Congratulations and enjoy the game.
All right. Tell everybody in Kentucky to kind of watch it. It's been snow up here in northern.
All right. Be careful. You just heard that for the snow. Jim said, "Be careful if you're traveling." It's interesting because also, Josh in Kentucky has the Raiders 21-17, so you guys are on the opposite side of that. Let's go to Dave in Missouri. Dave, what's your guess at this?
I'm taking Kansas City 24-13.
24-13 Chiefs. You got it, partner. Locked and loaded.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Have a good weekend. Let's go to Ralph in Kentucky. Yo, Ralph.
Hi, Kate.
Hello. Who do you like? Do you like the Chiefs?
The Raiders.
Raiders, okay. What do you think?
25-20. I'm going to hit the lottery.
25-20. I love it. You could hit the lottery with that. That's a good guess. We'll see.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Wow. Thanks to everybody who called in. And, of course, I've got a couple more here via the Internet. Remember, you can always do it that way, americatonight.net. I might have to call that plan in Georgetown, Kentucky, and see if they'll let you guys email me. That would be hilarious, actually. Should do a show from that plant. See if they'd let me do a show down there. But you can always hit us up on the email like Joe did from Vermont. Joe says, Kate, I had a hard time wrestling with this. Boy, that's the second person that said that. So I kind of flipped a coin. I like the Raiders, actually, so I'm going to go with the Raiders. I think the Raiders win this one 37-14. Here's one from Brian. Brian's guess is the Raiders also. He likes the Raiders to win it 10-0. And we saw an odd game like that last week where the Jets were shut out. It was the craziest score. So who's to say, but a big goose egg? Oh, that would be bad. That'd be a rough game, wouldn't it? It'd be a rough game to watch, actually. I like some drama. I like some excitement in my games if I'm investing the time into it. Here's one for Laurel. My husband wanted to tell you that he likes the Raiders. He doesn't understand why you're picking the Chiefs because you're almost giving enough reasons why the Raiders would win. But he likes the Raiders. He says the Raiders win this one 37-18. That's an odd score. All right, we got another one here. This is from Jet. As you can tell by my nickname, I like the Jets. You didn't pick the Jets game. I'm going to say that the Chiefs win this one, and I'm taking your score, Kate, 27-14. Thanks to everybody who called in to try to nail the score. Good luck to all of you. I hope that somebody wins a prize this time around.